This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father John Giuliani of All Saints Catholic Church of Lake Wylie, South Carolina.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yesterday, the new King of England was anointed during the ceremony of crowning. For whatever reason, they brought these little stanchions, and it was done privately. However, we as Catholics were anointed with the same oil at baptism. We received the same oil at confirmation. I received that oil when I was ordained a priest. In other words, God has empowered us. We are a holy nation, a people set apart for the glory of God. And Jesus was the stone that was rejected by men, but that God used to build up his temple among us. In other words, God raised Jesus from the dead to show his glory and to give us the hope that we share in the same power of resurrection. We are empowered by God to live fully. And so often, it's so sad to me that people live only achieving a fraction of their potential because we waste a lot of it on fear. As John 14 tells us, "Let not your heart be troubled." So often we're troubled by things in the past or the future or our health concerns, whatever it might be. I think a lot of us are robbed of the joy of being the children of God. We live in a world, a culture that is alien to God, a culture that is getting more alienated all the time. I was reading some statistics, and I think I've mentioned it in a homily or two, that our Surgeon General says that we have a lot of health risks here in the United States because of loneliness. I never heard of such a thing. But they're looking at some of the bad health records, and they're doing correlations, and a lot of it's rooted in loneliness. I have a friend who's a doctor, and he said, "You know, John, I spend most of my time not talking about medical ills, but people telling me about how their kids don't bother with them, or they feel isolated, or they don't have any friends that are alive anymore." The loneliness. And I think one of the remedies is the gift of the Holy Spirit, to know that we're not alone, that God dwells within us. And we have to be reminded about who we are. Our Holy Father was in Hungary last week, and I was watching some of his talks, and he was talking to young people. And he tells them not to be pessimistic, but to have faith, but also not to be controlled by the media, by social devices. He said, maybe we have to go on a fast from our phones. Have you thought about that? Like during Lent, did any of you give up the phone? Wouldn't it be liberating? The other day I forgot my phone and I was like worried. Oh, it's supposed to be someone's dying. But then I said, oh, Lord, give me a break. And then last night I left church and I hit my Bluetooth in my car and it told me no device connected. It went, oh, and I had to make a U-turn and get back here and get my phone and, And there are real concerns, not only the part of the Pope, but many of our intelligentsia, about are we letting our artificial intelligence control us. Think about that. We have to control the intelligence, or we will be controlled by it. And God wants all of us to be free. Free to love, free to serve, and not to be victims. Not to be victimized, but to really live and live that freedom that God wants for all of his children. We have a special dignity that no one can rob from us. We are the children of God, and he's given us power. We need to claim it and use it and encourage one another so we don't let fear overtake us. If I ever became a bishop, I have my motto already chosen. So I won't waste time on that coat of arms. And it would be, let not your heart be troubled. And that is very meaningful to me on a personal level. And I've told you why, when I've had some health concerns. And that scripture really touches my heart. You worry too much. I'll take care of you. That's what the Lord tells me. I'm in charge, not you. Trust me. And I think we're all called to that same trust, to realize that he does love us and that he sits at the right hand of God interceding for us. He's there for us. We have an advocate. I used the preface during Easter where the Lord, it says he pleads our case or our cause. We have some like a lawyer advocating, a paraclete, the Holy Spirit, that's pleading for us, our case before God. So it's who you know, and if we know the Lord and we have his faith, then we don't have to worry. Yet even in the early church, you can imagine the apostles were preaching and baptizing. They were doing some wonderful things, and all of a sudden they get a report, there's a food fight in the kitchen. What? Yeah, the women are fighting over the food in the dining hall. And it was the Greek-speaking women who thought the Hebrew-speaking women were getting more food than them. And there was a conflict. And poor Peter is trying to preach and deal with this stuff. I mean, it's an everyday kind of thing that people are worried about others getting more than them. So one of the things that the apostles did he get involved in it? Not really. He prayed. And God said, delegate it to someone else. So they picked 7 holy men, and they delegated them. And because of that, we have deacons. The deacons are the first order that developed after the apostles. The apostles are like the original bishops of the church. From them came the deacons, and they were created to handle a problem, right? That Peter wasn't going to get his hands dirty with that stuff. Women fighting over food, oh no. But they handled it, and it was fair. And the presbyterate, or the priesthood as we know it, developed after that. When the bishops couldn't handle the size of the church, they had to delegate elders who would celebrate Eucharist and et cetera. So we developed actually after the deacons. So the Lord does take care of us. He takes care of his church. Stuff's going to happen in life, but we can't let it upset us. You know, so many people upset about the politics of the country or the economy, and those are legitimate concerns, but God's in control. and let us keep our faith in the one who's created us, that we might glorify him in all that we say and do. And let's help one another get through life. Let's not give one another a hard time, but let us remind one another that we're in a family that God has created, a family that pulls together, that loves each other, and that ultimately will be with God for all eternity.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.